We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Al Morgani in for Hugh today. He's trying to figure out where Hugh Douglas is. We've gotten a lot of interesting answers today. 215-592-9494. Phillies at the half. All-Star game tomorrow, Home Run Derby tonight. Are the Phillies better or worse than you thought they'd be to start the season? They're better than I did, because I was lower on this team, and they have a lot of holes, but their record is better than I expected. Al actually thinks they're a little worse than he expected. And, of course, Jalen Hurts ranked number 9 in the latest ESPN survey. Now, this one wasn't just some writer. This was executives, coaches, GMs around the NFL asked to rank their top 10 quarterbacks. Hurts came in at number 9. Is he being disrespected? Now, before we head back to the phones here, I do have a theory here, Al. I have a theory that that Nick Sirianni might be responding to the actual show, like our show,
okay,
the Midday Show. And I don't mean like now, I mean in the past. So last year during the season, we had a conversation. I think it was around, the Ravens game, Kyle? I think it was around like November, early December, about the team and about Hurts and kind of his role in how good they were. And the conversation we had was, is he driving the bus or is he kind of in the passenger seat or the back seat of the whole thing? And so Nick Sirianni spoke to reporters and he defended Hurts against the, I'll clean it up, the BS criticism.
Okay.
And in that, he had a long quote here, but he threw in that, I'll give you the exact quote. Quote, "I think that's BS," Nick Sirianni said, "of the notion that Hurts was along for the ride during the Eagles Super Bowl run. I mean, he plays the most important position in all sports, and it's the ultimate team game there is." And he goes on to talk about his selflessness that he has as a quarterback. But he threw in the term "along for the ride." That was debated on this show. You think he's responding to us, WIP in general?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't think he makes any. He comes on, right? He's a pretty media savvy guy. So I think so. I think that he realizes, and many coaches, I think, miss the point that it's the voices of the fans also that you're hearing.
Of course.
So I think he's absolutely. Who else would he be referring to?
I think you're right. I think it's clearly a shot at this show and me and Kyle and all the people that agree.
Well, I don't know about Kyle.
Yeah. Well,
I never do anything to ruffle feathers.
Never. I mean. Actually, let's just say he's taking a shot at Hugh Douglas. It's funnier that way. Well. He's not here, can't defend himself. Jonathan in King of Prussia is up. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Good, Jonathan. What's up?
Good. I just wanted to say Jalen Hurts should be number 3. Here's my cases, and then we're going to close the courtroom.
Okay.
First of all, everyone's talking about the stats. Stats don't mean anything because the other guys you're mentioning has not done what Hurts has done. So you say he needs to be a 300-yard-plus quarterback. That's the only reason people are jumping on him, you say. But what did he do in the first Super Bowl when he faced Mahomes? He threw over 300 yards. Like Jordan-esque, when you knew they needed 8 points to score to tie the game to possibly win it, everyone knew if they got close to the end zone, Hurts was going to keep the ball. Did they stop him? No. two-point conversion, everyone knew who was going to get the ball. Did they stop him? He went through three players to get that two-point conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, you guys keep skipping and want to give Mahomes a bye. Sorry. We played Mahomes the following year. But walk-off, touchdown. Guess who? Hurts.
I don't think that's the way the game went, but okay.
Kansas City.
The game ended with the Chiefs receiver dropping the ball. Hurts didn't. How many points did they score that night?
You got to be leading. You got to lead the game to win the game. So I'm talking about.
Did he play well that night in Kansas City in 2023?
Absolutely.
No, he did not.
He did what he had to do.
No, stop.
Come on.
This is what people used to say about Tim Tebow. You know that, right? Don't disrespect Hurts like that.
Oh, come on. You're trying to change how the game is played. And cancel out a play and say it's illegal. Then you want to give these guys 11 playoff games teams to play this year in the season. And what's been historic the last 10 years is the Super Bowl winning team hosts the next game that year, like when we played them and beat them in Kansas City. They changed it this year. We're playing Kansas City.
No, Jonathan, we're making things up now. Time out. The schedule is a rotating thing. They didn't put the Eagles in Kansas City this year to screw the Eagles, Jonathan. It's the schedule.
All right.
No.
Number three. You guys have a great show. Love hearing you every day. Have a good day.
We got it, Jonathan. We appreciate you listening and being part of the show. Few things I was good with. That last thing's not true. They didn't put the Eagles in Kansas City to screw the Eagles.
Well...
I mean, I love the creativity with all of these things, but that's not actually true. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe Giulio, man. You was a dope, man.
What did I do now, Anthony?
What the hell, Giulio? Jalen?
Go
ahead. Listen, right? Jalen, what's his record against Lamar?
1-0?
What's his record against Josh Allen?
Here we go. His record against other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He beats him.
The Eagles win the game.
Okay, their resume is not as decorated as his. How many of them has won a Super Bowl?
Well,
how many
Mahomes.
Of them been to the Super Bowl? Okay, Lamar, you said.
But I mean, Anthony, hold on, choke. Anthony, hold on a second.
The same thing
Anthony,
with
hold on,
Jackson,
hold on,
right?
hold on, hold on a second.
The playoffs and choke.
Anthony, hold on a second. Do you do this with every quarterback or just the ones you like? Let me ask you a question. Who's a better player? Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers?
Better player. I don't care. That's not my quarterback.
But then just say that. Just say I'm going to overrate Jalen Hurts because I like him. Because that's what you're doing.
No.
Hold on. You are
because
you're.
Like him,
but hold on. You're telling me he's better than Lamar because he beat him head to head. So Eli Manning's better than Tom Brady.
Okay,
hold on. Is Eli better than Brady?
No.
Well then, who cares who wins head to head?
Okay, listen. Hey, listen, how many of them has done what Jalen has done? Lamar is not a quarterback. If you say Justin Herbert choking a big game, so does Lamar Jackson.
I agree with
Fumble, interception. Okay, Josh Allen. Josh Allen can't get over the hump. Regardless of who's the better team they have and whatever.
But it's not an individual game, Anthony. It's a team game.
Okay, we understand it's a team game.
I'm not sure.
Julio, but it's a team game. Which one of them quarterbacks had accomplished anything Jalen has?
His team has accomplished it.
So why hasn't the other teams accomplished what Jalen?
Well, I can give you one reason. Do you want to hear it or do you want to ignore it?
Hey, Julio, listen, right?
The reason that Allen and Lamar haven't achieved as much, they have to play each other the whole time in the AFC. Don't you realize that?
That's not Jalen's fault.
No, but Anthony,
you can't blame Jalen for that.
No, but I'm not blaming him. You asked me a reason. Only one team could represent the AFC every year. The best quarterback in the world is in the AFC. That's a fact.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes,
right.
And they have the best coach too.
So if any of those quarterbacks is as good as people say they are, they will find ways to get over the hump, which is Patrick Mahomes.
So what was Dan Marino? What was Dan Marino?
Dan Marino couldn't get over the hump.
Right, but he was a great player.
Okay, and if he as great as we say he is, he would have got over that hump.
No, he wouldn't have.
That's just bad logic, dude.
Anthony, Troy Aikman wasn't as good as Dan Marino. Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. Like, we can't just put, like, why do we do this?
Dillio, listen.
I'm trying.
Listen,
I don't get it.
Lamar Jackson, right?
Yes.
People like him. He don't break no passer records. He does not stand out.
He had 41 touchdown. He had 41 touchdown passes last year.
He do not stand out to you as a passer.
He had 41 touchdown passes last year.
The man stand out to you as an athletic quarterback.
He had 41 touchdowns last year passing.
And with them 41 touchdowns, how many helped them win a Super Bowl?
You know, Anthony, do you know why? Do you remember how that game ended in Buffalo? What happened in Buffalo? Mark Andrews dropped the pass.
Mark Andrews dropped the pass.
Yes.
Well, okay. So what?
Well, do you think if he had AJ Brown and Saquon Barkley and Devontae Smith, he would have won? Probably.
You think if Patrick Mahomes had a different tight end than Kelsey, or he didn't have Tyreek Hill, or if he had a bunch of scrubs, that he would be the same person that he is? No.
No. Well, that's the whole point.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, he's done better. I mean, they did change to go defense.
They did, and he still won.
Yeah,
he still gets the Super Bowl. But the point is, Anthony, the team around you is a big part of it. That's what I'm saying.
We understand that.
I don't think everyone understands that.
Hey, Julio, you ready for a bad analogy? Let's just say if your wife was my wife, we'd do better as a couple than y'all would. No, that's your wife. How? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything about your wife, Anthony. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, I don't.
Like, what the hell, Julio?
It got you there. I mean, what the hell?
I don't get it, Anthony. I'll be honest with you. I don't get it.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. The analogy.
I just
did his best.
He did right. Yeah.
I can understand some of the names on the top. But I think a lot more credit's being given down south in Washington than is deserved. I want to see it again.
And that's fair. I think he's the real
come
deal.
On.
Yeah.
I mean, you can think, but, you know, let's see here. You know, it's interesting. It was impressive, but I want to see it again.
So is that the one, like,
that's the one that really irks me more than anything.
So it irked you more than Stafford?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does. It's
Herbert.
Like,
I think Herbert irks a lot of people.
That irks me too. Like, yeah. But you know, just come in and you know a lot of come in and shine. Yeah, absolutely, a big you know big moment when somebody loses their mind against them.
I think so. For me, Daniels and Burrow when he got to the Bengals, I give extra credit when you revive a terrible team.
Yeah.
Because that feels like it's hard to do, right? Think about all the quarterbacks those teams have had, and nobody seems to win with those teams. So I give extra credit there. But I understand the point I'm making Daniels do it again. Because CJ Stroud a year ago was ranked high,
yeah.
And then he went backwards a little bit. And that's kind of life in the NFL.
Yeah, and plus Hurts is kind of, when things have come up, it's what can you do? He does them better. Like, doesn't turn it over. That was like, oh, he just turns it over too many times. What did he have last year? I mean,
maybe 5 or 6 picks?
Really?
And really, after week 4, it was very few.
Really?
Yeah.
And then that's like, okay, you have to do this better. Well, it certainly helps you get a running game that you're not, you know, counting on it so much. But really, that's a huge plus.
It might have been the biggest reason that they were able to win all those close games. Oh, the lower scoring games, because he didn't turn the ball over. Rich in Royster. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Rich. What's up?
Yeah, so you were talking about Russell Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a complete thing.
I think it's a similar kind of case.
Yeah, so here's the thing. What do you think about Russell Wilson right now? Does he seem like a leader? Did he seem like somebody who is leading that team? Do you think that they will talk about Jalen Hurts the same way they would talk about Russell Wilson when he's gone? He's now considered corny. He's never given the credit. The defense takes all the credit. Do you think that this team stands behind Jalen Hurts in a different way than they do behind Russell?
I think they like him more. I don't think Russell Wilson was ever really loved in that locker room. I think they like Jalen more.
Personally, let me get to one more point. Did they not have a top-flight running back on that team that they said give the ball to?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not the defense's way to say, okay, like, obviously – If Marshawn Lynch runs that ball in and he wins the Super Bowl, is Russell Wilson looked at differently right now? Because they were a team.
To some people, he might. He wouldn't be different to me. He was a very good quarterback. Whether or not Lynch got in the end zone or not, Russell Wilson's the same player to me.
Yes. Okay, that's very fair. That's very fair. So. Do you you obviously don't attribute the success of the team to the quarterback. I'm listening to Al, and he sounds like that he attributes it to the quarterback in some sense.
I think we do it too much. That's my perspective, and that's why I think a lot of people do it too much, and that's why Jalen feels like he's being slighted. When to me, he's a huge... He's a part of, I mean, Jalen, the quarterback's obviously an outsized part of the success of football, right? That's just the way the game works. Yeah. But the Eagles last year did it the opposite way. I mean, they threw the ball less than anybody.
Okay, but here's the thing. Why is Jalen slighted for that? Because here's the thing. Saquon Barkley obviously is helping with the offensive line, right? He has a lot of help there. But we don't give enough credit to Jalen for the when Jalen comes up to the line, they don't know if Jalen's running the ball or Saquon.
quality.
No, it's a huge. It's a huge part of it. Yeah, of course.
And I think in this day and age, just my opinion, that the quarterback's ability to be deceiving is not given enough credit, because all the other quarterbacks that you're naming, like Joe Burrow, for instance, I think maybe he could have won the Super Bowl with this defense. I agree with Kyle. I don't think Jalen should be. I think Jalen should be around 5 or 6.
And that's exactly where I have him, Rich. Exactly where I have him.
Okay, that's fair enough, and we agree on that. What I don't agree on is that we don't give Jalen enough credit for his demeanor, his playing in Philly, the way that he runs the offense. He runs this offense exactly how they ask him to, save 1 year. So I think that we should just like say, okay, Jalen, you are number 5. Okay, you're number 4, you're number 5. I think that's where he should be, because arm talent is always going to lead what a quarterback is. But after that game, when A.J. Brown said passing, Jalen came out and said, is this y'all?
Yeah, the Steeler game. Rich, he was awesome in that game. Rich, we appreciate the call. I mean, Al, what's interesting about Hurts' year is he had 4 or 5 outrageously good games.
He did.
Super Bowl title game, but also in the Bengals game in the regular season, the Steeler game. I mean, I think it's not a question of does he have ability. He has a lot of ability. To me, he's not as consistently excellent as some of the other guys, and that's why I don't think it's disrespect.
You're asking, the only way you, according to that blueprint, the only way he gets what he deserves or reaches where he should be is if they win every game by 21 points. Because you're saying you have all these weapons, why are we in contests? Why aren't we just rolling over people every game? Well, I mean, my God, it's the NFL. You just don't roll over people every week.
You don't.
But you're asking him to hit. You're saying he's not elite because every game with all these weapons, we don't hammer everybody every game. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't, but shouldn't they have done it more? We saw their ceiling. When they played at their best, they took apart the Chiefs, right?
Yes.
And the Commanders. I mean, two good teams.
Yeah, but you play a game like the Eagles tend to play a game like they play a season. Soften them up and come in and win the game. It's not every game that you just come out and sledgehammer a team.
It's not.
But
most teams don't have the ability to do that. The Eagles had last year. We saw it. I mean, they had an enormous amount of talent. I mean,
you're asking what you want is if the Sixers did what the Eagles do, everybody would be thrilled with Embiid.
They would.
Yeah. Well,
it's the Bill Russell thing. Bill Russell did the biggest numbers, but he won.
Yeah, but just okay. Win something. You know, get through. Win, and then the big moments have your biggest moments.
Yeah,
he's the exact opposite.
He is the exact opposite, and I think we should love that. But it doesn't mean I have to rank him higher than he belongs because I appreciate the player. Mario in Overbrook. What's up, Mario?
Yo, what's going on, Joe?
What's up?
I just think it's nonsense what you're saying. It's just a bunch of, I don't think if you put any of them quarterbacks that you got ahead of Jalen, I don't necessarily think if you put them on the Eagles, they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't believe that.
Hold on a second. Hold on. If they had Mahomes, would they have won the Super Bowl?
That I have him ahead.
Okay, all right.
If they had
Josh Allen last year, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl.
I don't know. How do I know Josh Allen doesn't fumble? It's a tie game, and he doesn't drop back and fumble the ball. How do I know that? Or he throws an How do I know he don't drop back and throw an interception? I don't know that. I don't know if he's not.
Well, I don't know. You know I don't know either, but he's better.
See, there you go with the semantics. He's better. Yeah, all right. He's a better passer. He is a better – but
he's a better player. He just won the MVP.
But Jalen has that. He won the MVP. Who cares about the MVP?
Oh, my. Well, comparing quarterbacks. So I care. Sorry.
He didn't win no Super Bowl. And I feel that Jalen Hurts got what them guys don't have. He has, when it comes to that crucial moment, when everything's on, he always figures a way to get it done when these other guys don't.
Well, can I ask a question real quick? What are we going to do if Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl next year?
Then I'm gonna have to say I was wrong.
Okay, but then it's so clear. So we're really just using the Super Bowl. That's what Jalen has over these guys.
No, listen,
is that not true?
No, we're talking about that he's been in two Super Bowls in the past 3 years. Yeah, the team has a big part of it, but we don't know. Exactly right. We don't know. Until they do it, we don't know.
Okay.
We know that Jalen Hurts has what it takes when it's on the line to get it done. Like you guys said, he plays his best games when the lights are the brightest.
Well, sometimes. I mean, Mary, we have to.
Yeah, on the MVP, I don't put any weight to the MVP. I dislike it. Look,
You're the best player in pro football for a year.
I believe that there are so many teams in the playoffs now in sports compared to when they started these awards
that, is clear,
that you should not have an MVP vote until after the playoffs because you have general managers that do things only to get through a postseason getting voted for GM of the year or like an MVP of the year. When you only got this guy because of the scar tissue he has in the playoffs and it completely comes apart and you look like a jackass holding an MVP award.
But isn't the flukiness of a
Super Bowl MVP?
Yeah, it's a
no. I think you reached a point.
But it's one game.
With so many.
How can one game go over 17?
There's a playoffs. There's a playoff season now.
It used to be two
teams make a World Series. You go in, you get a regular season. Right now, look at the Phillies. Does anything really matter except the playoffs?
No.
If Wheeler goes in and gets hammered in the playoffs and he's going to what the hell?
But he earned the Cy Young.
The Cy Young, but an MVP. An MVP. Look at Embiid. What did you not think that you're at a point now in sports where you're not
crowning the best player then with MVP. You're crowning the best player on the best team.
You're playing in regular season, but in many instances anymore, the regular seasons have been for the Sixers. The regular season is meaningless. To get an MVP award and then fall apart in the playoffs looks ridiculous.
But for fans, I think that's meaningless.
I think
we're looking at it from two different lenses here. Like one from the point of view of a fan, all you care about is can the team win? Is the team going to win? Are they good enough to win? But these are coaches, executives, like they're putting it, and I know you said it was hard to do, but this is what they're trying to do here. They're trying to put it in a vacuum, like remove all those other variables.
Well, they're looking at it like who would I rather have on my team to be the quarterback?
But that matters, I think, when we're comparing these two players. Because as fans, yes, can they win with them? Yes, that's the end of the list. There's no debate. They just did it. But if we're asking who's better between these other guys, then you kind of have to try and put them on an even playing field. And that removes who the supporting cast is, all that stuff.
I also think if this is the way we think about quarterbacks, then we have to redo every list that's ever been made. Because if it's just Super Bowls, then the list is Brady, Montana, Bradshaw. That's it. But when you look at people, like when they rank the greatest players of all time, but Bradshaw and Aikman don't really rank as high as they do on the Super Bowl list.
Right.
And I think the modern day is becoming Jalen with that. I'm not saying Terry Bradshaw and Troy Aikman weren't good players. Obviously they were. Jalen's really good. But I don't put Eli Manning above Dan Marino. I think you can have both ways. We have a winner here. I appreciate Jalen Hurts. Every time we bring this up, I feel like people think I don't like him. I like Jalen Hurts a lot.
Nope, hater.
I was one of his first fans here. He's a winner. I'm a fan of Jalen Hurts. I just don't think it's disrespectful when other people, by the way, this ranking today we brought up was not mine. I had him higher than this, but other people have him at number 9. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls in the Phillies and this. Jalen Hurts ranked 9th. ESPN surveyed executives, coaches, scouts around the NFL. Do you feel like he's being disrespected? I know a lot of people do. We'll take your phone calls. Again, I feel like people think I'm disrespecting him. I'm just taking the heat. I am taking the heat for the scouts out
this
there.
Is your fault.
It is my fault. All right, your phone calls here. And we'll do a blind date with a Phillies trade candidate as we finish the Phillies. Kyle will throw a player at us. We'll say if we want him on the Phillies or not on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I miss these. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, JoJo, Al Morgani in for Hugh today. All right, yeah, we're finishing the Phillies here on the Midday Show, trying to find the right trade deadline candidate. So Kyle's going to throw a blind resume at us, and we're going to decide whether or not we want the player, and then we could also try to guess who that player is. Yeah. All right, Kyle, what do we got today?
So I'll just preface this by saying both of you are familiar with this player.
Okay.
Okay. All like, right. I would expect both of you to know who this player is.
Okay.
This is a righty relief pitcher, 30 years old. He's an unrestricted free agent after the season. This dude's got some power to his pitches. He'll go upper 90s pretty regularly with his fastball. Now, in 39 games this season, which is 38.1 innings, he has a 3.29 ERA, 51 strikeouts, 22 walks, has allowed 4 home runs. Batters against him are hitting 199 average with a 626 OPS. Pretty good season. The ERA number isn't as low as you'd like it to be. But right. In the last calendar month, 28 games, that's 11.2 innings, 1.54 ERA.
So he's getting better.
One home run allowed, 17 strikeouts in those 11.2 innings, six walks, and batters 608 OPS against him in that span. So definitely trending upwards. Did I mention he's 30 years old?
30 years old. Free agent. So he's a rental.
Yes. So he's a rental. Probably won't cost you that much. And if I had to guess, I would say this guy would be very available just considering where his team is at in the standings.
Power arm, you say?
Power arm.
I'm trying to think who it might be. I mean,
Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
So it's.
Is it Batista?
Batista?
It's not Batista.
Okay.
First, are you interested in this player?
So Batista has more years left in his contract. Mm-hmm. That's why it's not him.
He had the Tommy John.
I am interested in the player, but I. He seems like it would be an upgrade over what they have, but I don't know if this is the finishing piece.
He's not the
World
closer,
Series.
So he doesn't close games for them because Batista does. Two saves on the season, so he has.
Are we familiar with this player here?
We're very familiar with this player here.
Has he closed games for the Phillies before?
Yeah.
Is his name Sir Anthony Dominguez?
His name is Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That would feel like I wouldn't mind Sir Anthony back. I mean, when you take him over Joe Ross and Max Lazar, I mean half the guys is bullpen, I would get out of here for Sir Anthony back.
I'd take it.
But it would feel like an L for Dombrowski to have to bring him back.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I guess depending on what you give up for.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, man.
Can he be the second of two relief pitchers we acquire?
Yeah, I would hope so, right? I don't want him to come in and be the closer, but... So, Al, you were interested until I gave you the name.
Yeah, but
what does that tell you?
I thought you were going to go with the closer there.
No, wanted to throw you a little curveball.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I
familiar with the team, familiar with the city.
Yeah.
Might not have to go through, like, you know, it seems like a lot of guys that we pick up here in the trade deadline take some time to adjust.
Right.
Maybe to the team, to the city.
That's a good point.
You might not get that with him.
His strikeout rate's as high as it's ever been, 12.0 per nine.
What's his postseason history?
Well, I thought he was good in 22.
Yeah. I mean, he had that, so the Bedlam at the Bank game, it was wet, so he was slipping and sliding all over the place. But, I mean, he has experience pitching in the postseason.
I mean, he closed out game one against the Padres here on that Friday night. I mean, he was in the Braves game in the sixth inning in game two. I mean, I remember being there when he pitched quite a few times in the playoffs.
Yeah, get him and Hoskins. Let's go. Bring them all back.
Oh, bring them back. By the way, someone mentioned another Hoskins. Hoskins is hurt. Hoskins got hurt last week. I think he has a sprained thumb. It's going to be like 4 or 6 weeks. So if we get Reese, that he's going to have to wait for him.
I'd be underwhelmed if they brought Sir Anthony. But, I mean, you can't argue that it would help. I mean, it would be an upgrade.
Look, if he's the only guy, I think we're all disappointed.
Yeah.
But if he's a guy.
Yeah.
So 22 appeared in 9 games, 1.69 ERA.
He pitched in 9 of the postseason games. He was in almost like every game then.
Yeah. I mean, 10.2 innings.
Yeah, wow.
Well, Mike talked me into it.
I think you talked to Al into it.
I think
here.
I did.
You might talk me into it.
Again,
I can never do that with you.
When Hugh's out on something, it just decides he's out. All right, I'm in.
Wow.
Well, I mean, look what you got now. I mean,
it's tough to give us a relief pitcher we're going to say no to compared to
really?
What we have.
I mean, right. I mean, you know, the manager gets picked on for what he's bringing out there. But, I mean, it's like, you know, you're going, it's gas station tuna or lobster roll.
If I never have to see Jordan Romano in an eighth or ninth inning ever again, I will throw a parade.
Yeah, really?
Al, let me ask you a question while we're on this. Because you mentioned a couple times Dick Topper's done a good job based on what he's got, right?
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Do you have any concern, because I've thought about this a lot the last 2 weeks, that he's overusing the starters because he's afraid to use the relievers, and they're going to be out of gas by October. I mean, they've really, you look around baseball, most starters don't go into the seventh inning as often as our guys do, and they're good, and I understand why he does it, but I do wonder if we get to September and we're like, man, and I don't count Wheeler because he's done this a lot.
Yeah, so
Lizardo.
Well, I've got
Granger.
It's like that's the one. But I think previously he'd taken him out. They mentioned because of they were trying to.
I think two starts ago he took him out.
I don't want to get to the NBA and load management type of thing, but I am worried about that. That's why when I said, would you bring back a reliever even if he can't play in the playoffs,
just to help?
Just for my starting pitching, just to say, hey, listen, this is the load management that we have going on here.
So we were talking earlier about like how many relievers they need. They may need two just to get through the season.
Yeah.
Just so those starters don't get burnt. I keep every time I see a starter in the seventh or eighth inning, I'm like, man, like I need this arm healthy in October.
Yeah, and even if you bring him back, it's you're not eligible for the playoffs, but you can take the load off of your starting pitching in the regular season.
And it also
season.
Goes to the ripple effect of not having a lot of offense, right? If they scored 3 more runs in the sixth inning, then he might say, all right, you know what? You gave me 6. Let's go to the bullpen. We're up 5-0. I'm comfortable. But he's not comfortable with these relievers, and I understand it.
Man. Well, so that begs the question. When you bring Alvarado back.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You wear him out.
Yes.
You don't have him in the playoffs.
No, you're absolutely. If I'm his agent, I'm like, don't you dare. But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing that just to save my arms.
Alvy, you need 6 outs tonight, buddy.
Oh, yeah, really? No, would you care?
I wouldn't.
After what you did, no way.
Also, I don't think he's got a long-term deal. I think he has, like, option year. So, like, if he burns out, I mean, he screwed them. I can't worry about it.
Yeah, so screw him.
I can't worry about Jose. All right, we're bringing back
Throw with your other arm.
You're right. 215-592-9494. Vince in Broomall is up talking about the Hurts ranking. What's up, Vince?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you got to bring back Sir Anthony. I mean, you said Dombrowski would kind of be like his tail between his legs. Well, Howie brought back C.J. Garner-Johnson, and that worked out pretty well.
It's a great point, Vince. I think the best GMs just, you know, they don't worry about what people think about their moves. They just do the best move for the team. Yeah.
And that's why Nick Sirianni's so good. He gave up play calling. That must have been one of the biggest swallows of an ego of all time. And look what happened. He's now being talked about in conversations that he never thought he'd be dream of. So
it might be the best, before you make your Hurts point, it might be the best Sirianni attribute that he has let that stuff slide off his back, because you're right. I mean, he was an offensive coordinator hired to be the play caller and head coach. And now that's not what he is, but he's a champion. So that's really all that matters.
Absolutely. Delegation is one of the – you need to have that as a strength to be a good leader. So as far as everyone who calls, I appreciate it. It's like – but it's such a parochial, emotionally charged, biased argument when you're trying to compare quarterbacks, because, I mean, the list goes on. Like Joe Flacco, Jim Plunkett, Mark Rippon, Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer, Jeff Hostetler, Doug Williams. These guys, according to the people that call in's list, would all be ahead of guys like Dan Marino, Warren Moon, Jim Kelly, Dan Fouts. And that's just such a logical fallacy based on their team playing really good at the end of January or February. I mean, Mark Andrews drops that ball. That season turns out differently. Jalen Carter doesn't make that sack, and this season turns out differently. I mean, there's so many variables. And even 2 years ago, why do people say the Eagles lost to the Super Bowl to the Chiefs? What's the number one thing 99% of fans say? The Eagles lost that game.
Well, the Hurts fumble.
I say that, but that's not what everyone else says. They say the defense, but the defense only gave up 24 points. The other seven were punt return and Jalen Hurts handing the ball off to the other team. Josh Allen in 2023, his defense gave up 27 points when they lost. And in 2024, last year, his defense gave up 32 points. So they never bring that up. They're just like, oh, well, Josh Allen couldn't win the big one. And Jalen Hurts' defense failed him 2 years ago. But yet the defense for the Eagles held the opponent to fewer points in their one game. And Josh Allen's defense led up more points in Josh Allen's two most recent playoff losses. So there's just so many logical fallacies going on. We can't just pick the better player. And it really is that simple. Josh Allen's a better player. Am I glad Jalen's my quarterback? Yes. Does he work great for this system? That one caller called in and said he runs in from the 1 yard line. He got the 2-point conversion. That's all true. And if he were a running back, he'd be rated a really good running back. And so there's just a lot of emotionally charged bias that people can't just pick the better player. If you swap Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts last year, the Bengals don't have a prayer in hell of making the playoffs. They were one win away from making the playoffs with one of the worst defenses in history, because Joe Burrow had one of the best offenses in history. It's just, it's ridiculous. I mean, people can't see it logically.
Well, I think people just get caught up in the disrespect and they want to defend Jalen. And Vince, we appreciate the phone call. I do think there has got to be a combination of the good things he does, which you detailed, Al. Jalen does a lot of things at a very high level, third and fourth down, short yardage. He primarily in his career protects the football. He had the 1 year, 2 years ago where he threw too many picks. But I always think he's kind of smart in where he puts the ball and doesn't put it in harm's way. He does those things super well. He does, and I just think sometimes he just doesn't pull the trigger when something's there. I don't think he throws the ball poorly. I don't think he has not a good arm. I actually think his arm is above average. It just feels like sometimes he doesn't pull the trigger on a throw, and if he did it, maybe they would be more prolific. But that's...
You want what he did in the Super Bowl 16 times.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if he did that, then there'd be no question where it is. To me, it's a combination of the winning and the consistent excellence. He wins a lot. He's excellent sometimes, not consistently. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's up, buddy?
I just want to respond to that idiot that just got off the phone. Mm-hmm. Because here's what he says, that Joe Burrow was one win away from making the playoffs, right? Now, that first game against New England when they was, 14-10? Wouldn't it have been nice if Joe Burrow, with this great offense that he has, could beat New England, a bad New England team, in the first game? So that's the game that stopped Joe Burrow from getting to the playoffs, allegedly.
Okay? Well, that's the game you chose. I mean, we could choose another game.
The guy said they missed it by one game.
Right.
So if they win that game, don't they make the playoffs?
Sure, but can't I pick out a different game where he scored 40 and they gave up 41? Like,
no,
why?
No,
why?
Won, Joe, what I'm, my point is
that they lost the game to Baltimore 41-38 in overtime. He was 30 of 39 for 392 yards and 5 touchdowns. Why can't I use that game as why they missed the playoffs?
You don't have to beat them.
You can use that. If you choose to use that game, you can. But I'm saying to you, the easier game for Joe Burrow to have won in order to make the playoffs would have been the New England game where he only scored 10 points. Don't you think that you agree with me on that one?
Sure.
Wouldn't that be the easier game?
Yeah, they're a bad team.
Okay, so a tougher game to beat Baltimore when y'all are having a score fest, then you put up 10 points. So you couldn't have put up 15, 16 points. So then let's go to Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen, everybody say, is a better thrower of the football than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen does not throw a better deep ball than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen does not complete the ball outside the numbers more often than Jalen Hurts. Josh Allen is limited to the things that he can do. Yes, he has a stronger arm than Jalen Hurts. But if you go to the game, when everybody say he don't have the talent, he had enough talent to be in an AFC championship game. He was the MVP, questionably, the MVP of the year.
What does that mean, questionably? He won.
Okay, because it should have went to Lamar Jackson.
I actually agree with you on that, but okay.
So now let's go to this, okay? He was in a moment. This is where Jalen Hurts excels. Josh Allen was faced with a 4th-and-3. He gets blitzed by Steve Spagnuolo. He panics, runs to his right, and throws the ball up for grabs for anybody to get when he had a receiver out in the flat that could have scored and propelled them to the Super Bowl because that would have won them the game. So this is what I'm talking about when people are talking about mindset and championship.
But hold on. I'm glad you brought that up. Where's the moment mm-hmm. that Jalen Hurts has that moment?
Throughout this, you can look out throughout the year.
Give me a big playoff game. 4th down, blitzed by a great coordinator. He's got to make the play for the Eagles to win. When did that happen?
I'll do better than that. Give you the Super Bowl. It happens periodically through the Super Bowl.
No. The game was never on the line. The game was never on the line.
Hold on. How many times did Jalen have to break off a 15, 17-yard run?
No.
Because Jordan Mailata gave up a pressure.
Fourth quarter. Down against a great opponent. Where's the moment? You told me, you said, I let you speak a lot. You said, this is the difference. Josh Allen faced in that moment and he failed. Jalen wouldn't. So give me the time he succeeded in that same moment.
Here's my point. I can't give you that time because that moment.
Do you know why?
Do
we know why? We've arrived here now, OG. His team is so good, those moments don't happen as often. That's the difference that you brought it to me. I didn't bring you there. You brought me there. The Eagles are so good. They're dominating and they're up. The game was over. The game was over in the third quarter. Josh Allen doesn't have that. He doesn't have Saquon Barkley. He doesn't have Jalen Carter. He's got to fight and claw to try to win those games. The Eagles blew out the Chiefs. Don't you see that difference?
Was Josh Allen in the AFC championship game?
Yes.
Did he have a chance to win that game?
Yes.
Did he win the game?
No.
Then what are we talking about?
Well, his defense set up 32 points to the Chiefs.
Do you not see the difference in the two games? One guy's defense. Do you not see? Just answer yes or no. One guy's defense dominated Mahomes and the Chiefs. One guy's defense did not.
And you know why? Because they played Mahomes the way that you should play him, inside out. Mahomes had the same struggles as Josh Allen does and Lamar Jackson. They're different type of quarterbacks. Mahomes' throws are in the middle of the field, short.
What's the biggest reason the Eagles last year beat the Chiefs and the Bills did not? What's the biggest difference?
The biggest difference is the defense game to play.
Well, that's it. That's the point. It doesn't mean
you spun this as
Hurts is better than Allen. The reality is the Bills are not as good as the Eagles.
To win the Super Bowl, Joe, you need the entire team to do it.
I know this.
So what the hell are y'all idiots talking about? You trying to say Jalen can't do this?
Said Jalen can't do anything.
The reason why they're in the freaking Super Bowl. That's what y'all dumbasses don't realize.
He's the reason?
Yes, because he's a successful
quarterback. Josh Allen chokes in the moment.
Does not.
Lamar Jackson chokes in the moment. Joe Burrow chokes in the moment. As soon as you get it to your damn head, y'all are still trying to compare. Oh, well, he's like Trent Dilfer don't have the resume that Jalen Hurts got. Yes, he's got a Super Bowl. He don't have the NFL records that Jalen Hurts got.
Nobody's saying he's Trent Dilfer, though.
Yeah, no one's doing that. The comparison is Russell Wilson. That's the comparison.
No, it's not Russell. The comparison is that Jalen Hurts is a different type of quarterback.
So is Russell.
And y'all don't understand. No, he's not. No, Russell Wilson was a good quarterback. I'm not giving that.
Yeah, right.
All these guys are good quarterbacks. But I'm trying to say to you is that the way that Jalen Hurts is playing the game right now, he is not thinking about numbers. He's only thinking about
OG,
winning the game.
OG, I'm OG, 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 did, forget, no, I didn't bring up any numbers, OG.
I hear people saying it, maybe not you.
Did you think Russell Wilson was a better quarterback 15 years ago than Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay,
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, but you think Jalen Hurts is better than Josh Allen?
I do.
You realize how similar it is, right? Josh Allen's an MVP.
This is where you have the disconnect. You're trying to compare different things. I'm comparing Jalen Hurts against who he's up against now.
Yeah.
I don't care about Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's just an analogy.
What
it's an analogy.
What is Jalen Hurts doing for the Eagles? That's his team. Jalen Hurts can't control what goes on in Buffalo.
Can we stop pretending that it's all sunshine and roses? He had the third highest sack percentage in the NFL behind the best offensive line in the league. No, hold on.
Taking sacks.
The other good quarterbacks don't take as many sacks, OG.
Yes, they do. No, they don't. The good quarterbacks you talking about, do they got a Super Bowl?
I don't care about that. OG, the debate's not who has more Super Bowls. That's not the conversation.
Because
if the conversation...
Who is running that organization more successfully, Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen?
What does that mean? They don't run the organization. They're quarterbacks.
I took out the Super Bowl for you. You wanted that out? It's out. Who is more successful with their organization? Is it Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
I don't even know what that means, more successful. That's winning.
Okay, well then you should not even have
Hold on. You said you wanted... I'm done now. What does that mean, more successful?
More successful with their organization.
That's another way of saying Super Bowls. Right? Winning, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Winning.
So Jalen is, but Jalen plays for a better team. The Eagles are more successful than the Bills. Like, we're not breaking news to anybody here.
I love when OG gets so riled up that you can't even really understand him.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Just screaming into the
phone. All right, can we quickly grab Jim and Broomall? What's up, Jim?
Hi, guys. The person I'd like to say is you, Douglas. He's a great guy, and I hope wherever he is, he's enjoying himself.
You know what? I like that. That might be the nicest thing anyone said today, Jim. I'm going to write that. I'm going to text you that to tell him that. Jim, what do you think about the Jalen Hurts thing?
I think Jalen's a very good quarterback who is doing what he is coached to do. The reason he's taking the sacks, et cetera, the reason he plays the way he does, the reason he turtles when he realizes he can't run and he doesn't try to get out of it and throw it, he turtles and takes that sack, is because the coaches said, his head coach said, turnovers lose games. The team without the turnovers wins the game. He said that at the bye last year.
So, Jim, I agree with some of that, but I don't think any coach would want a sack over throwing it away for an incompletion.
Or safety, yeah.
Yeah, or the safety in the playoff game. Yeah, like twice in 2 years, but that's okay.
Well, the thing about that is sometimes you just don't get the opportunity to find that little seam that you can toss it to real quick when some guy's coming at you at 60 miles an hour.
That's fair, yeah.
But I believe that Jalen is a very good quarterback who's doing exactly as he's coached to do. His game changed when Sirianni came out and started saying turnovers lose games. He doesn't turn the ball over. He'll take a sack rather than turn the ball over.
Well, that's true, and that is a better. I'm with you there. I'd rather the sack than the interception, certainly. And Jim, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Al, you pointed that, and it's true. Now, there's two parts of it. One, he threw a lot less, so
yes,
you're going to have
did.
Less picks. But also, his interception percentage went super low. He
said, "You got to do this better." Okay, I'll do this better.
Yep,
simple, huge difference.
Well, I think the Sirianni and the coaches and Jalen, they all realize, like, hey, we have this great running back and we have a defense that's ascending. We don't have to throw it as much. Yeah.
You don't mind sharing the stardom. There's been no issues with that. That's not a small thing.
I agree. And well, especially for the quarterback who's looked at just universally as, like, he's compared to those other guys.
He's just, it's underrated his demeanor, they call it an intangible, but it's very tangible if you're on the team. That intangible is very tangible on the team.
And then when asked, he did deliver.
Yeah.
No, and they put a lot on his shoulders in the Super Bowl in the title game, and he was awesome in those games. 215-592-9495. All right, is Hurts being disrespected? Is he really being disrespected here? He was ranked 9th by executives, coaches, and scouts. And the Phillies, better or worse than what you thought they'd be? Plus, when we come back, we'll tell you what we're going to be doing on the show for the rest of this week, a look back at the last 25 years in Philadelphia sports. We'll explain next how you could participate, and we got to get a special list from Al. All coming up, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.